Oh.
Oh, Master Paul, I just called to ask you, whatever are we going to do now?
Oh, gosh, Peggy, that's what I'd like to know.
I'm just about discombobulated.
Me too. And to think that on the eve of our greatest triumph...
When our team was being acclaimed champions of the Big Seven and you were the hero of the hour...
And you were the heroine for having kept after the president of the league to let the referee change his bum decision.
Then the worst had to happen.
Oh, we never should have tried to get your Aunt Priscilla and my Uncle Joe together again.
Oh, the poor dears. We must have patience with them. Think how completely undone you and me would be if our romance was to suddenly go kaflooey and end up on the rocks.
Well, I'm sure we wouldn't be as foolish about it as my Uncle Joe and your Aunt Prissy have been.
They've just thrown away their lives for love.
I don't think us young people are so demonstrative. We're more sensible today.
But there's no telling how we'd act if we were to have our love blighted.
Well, in any event, we wouldn't act like a couple of kids. We'd suffer our broken hearts in silence.
I'm sure I would, but would you?
Well, I know this much. I wouldn't take a drink like Uncle Joe.
Drinking your sorrows away is so old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned and foolish. No matter what happened to me, I'd never get pie. I'd do what Uncle Joe did Saturday night.
When he started climbing up the flagpole and on top of the city hall, I thought I'd die of fright.
Me too, and then threatening to jump.
It sure is lucky Senator Spraddle was on hand to convince him to come on down for another drink.
Now, that was Senator Spraddle's moment of greatest eloquence. I was glad when he enticed Uncle Joe down off that flagpole. And that sure was some scrap Uncle Joe put on when the police department let him away.
And after they had him locked up in the jail, he stood in the jail window and yelled the worst things about the man, the Senator Spraddle, in the whole town of Creston.
Oh, I was hoping you didn't hear that.
How could anyone escape hearing it?
Goodness only knows what else Uncle Joe might have said. It was mighty thoughtful of Professor Harley to start the high school band playing to drown him out.
Yes, but he got tiresome after he and the band play the Notre Dame Victory March over and over. Is that the only piece they know how to play?
Oh, gosh, no, but every time they'd stop and start to change music, Uncle Joe'd start spouting off again, so they'd play the same piece all over.
Oh, dear. Here comes Aunt Prissy. She mustn't catch me a-talking to the nephew of Joe Jones. Yes, Nanny? Uh-huh. That's right, Minnie.
It always tickles me the way you start calling me Minnie.
Of course I'm talking to Minnie, Andy. Well, bye, Minnie.
Bye, Peggy.
Ain't it awful the things young folks have to go through when you got relations that used to be in love and ain't that way anymore?